Save big money at Menards. Gorilla tapes, glues, and adhesives are perfect for jobs around the house, indoors and out. Gorilla Heavy Duty Construction Adhesive has a 100% waterproof formula that provides a secure bond on any surface. From trim work to landscape block to hanging mirrors, it's all-purpose and holds in 30 seconds. Pick it up for your project and head to Menards.com to see all of our great deals going on now.
Save big money at Menards.
All right, here we go into the championship weekend. Don't forget, NFL starts tonight with the Bills and the Patriots. That's a rather important game. Josh Allen running the football has had some success recently against the Patriots. Someone's had some good successes. Our senior handicapper with VegasInsider.com, Brian Edwards. Good morning.
Good morning, Gary. What's happening?
Everything is good. Let me first ask you before we jump into the games this weekend. The four playoff teams that were announced as the top four, do you think that, regardless of what happens this weekend, remains the top four?
No, I think if Utah beats USC, we probably see Ohio State jump in there. But, I mean, let's also see how everything else plays out. I'm a believer in – I'm not saying it's going to happen because TV ratings and all that probably come into it, even though, you know, it's not, obviously not supposed to. But I believe if TCU loses – you know, by less than a touchdown or a touchdown to K-State, I think they still deserve to be in. I'm not saying that's what I think will happen. I think that's what should happen. But I think USC, if they lose to Utah, is going to get bounced probably.
Brian, that USC-Utah game was one of the better games of the season earlier this year. We've got the rematch for the Pac-12 championship. Is there a side or a play that you like there for tomorrow night's game?
So I lean to USC on the side. I haven't played it. What I have played is the over, and that's what I really like. But, I mean, yeah, I lean USC on the side. They really were in control of that whole game in Salt Lake City. I had Utah minus three that night, so I was obviously thrilled when they were rallying, only for them to go for two and me not have a chance in overtime. But anyhow, the over was certainly the play that night. 43-42 for 85 combined. Both quarterbacks just feasted on the opposing defenses. Rising was 30 of 44, 415 yards, two touchdowns without an interception. He also had 60 rushing yards and three touchdowns on 11 attempts. Caleb Williams had 381 passing yards, five touchdowns without an interception, and he ran for 57 yards on eight carries. The overs hit in six in a row for USC, and several of those totals were in the 70s. In fact, a couple were in the – or I think one was 74 and one was 78, and five of USC's last six have had 72 combined or more. So I like the over. I lean the USC on the side, but I'm probably just going to roll with the over.
You're right about that game. When they first met, USC led three different times by two touchdowns in that game. I mean, that was wild. Let's go to the Mountain West. This is a good matchup. Both teams are playing well, Fresno State and Boise State. Boise State got off to a rough start. They turned the season around. Jeff Tedford's reeled off seven straight after they started 1-4. They get the quarterback back. The first time they played, Boise State beat Fresno State by 20, but Jake Haener wasn't there. He's back. Fresno State and Boise is an underdog. How do you like this game in the Mountain West?
Yeah, and their best defensive player, safety Evan Williams, was out of that first game as well. And it's the second year in a row my favorite season win total bombed because the quarterback got hurt. It was still Dracovic at BC 2 years ago, and it was Jake Haener this year. And, of course, they went seven in a row and get to eight, and my number was 8.5. But I'm not bitter about it. Haener's back and he's playing great. I'm trying to find it in my write-up here. I think it's the last five or six games. He's got 10 touchdowns without an interception because I cannot find it. By the way, Boise State's cover last week, if you didn't see it, was an absolute miracle. They cover as 16.5 point favorites in a 42-23 win. But Utah State had the ball at Boise State's 14, down five with less than 2 minutes to go and a chance to win. They get stopped on fourth down. two plays later, Boise rips off a 91-yard run, and then they get a 48-yard pick six. So that was a misleading final for Boise last week. 2 weeks ago, they beat Wyoming by three, and Fresno beats Wyoming 30-0 last week. With Hayner back, I think Fresno's the better team. I think they went outright. Give me the plus three. Damn. If you can get plus 135 or plus 140 money line, maybe get a touch of that as well. But mostly Fresno State plus three.
All right, moving over to the Big 12, you've got TCU and K-State. That number, currently TCU by 2.5. TCU really needs this one. As you mentioned, you think they maybe get in with a loss still, but don't necessarily trust the committee to keep them in there. Where are you at? What's your thinking on this one?
Yeah, I like TCU. They are 9-2-1 against the spread. They're obviously 12-0, 9 of the 12 wins by margins of 7 or more. Now, K-State did have that 28-10 lead late second quarter at TCU. I had K-State that night. That was a tough one, plus 3.5. And TCU rips off 28 unanswered, wins 38-28. They played great last week. I was worried about, you know, Kendre Miller, you know, being a little banged up, didn't practice much last week, but he had a big game. They're wanting to get the wide receiver Johnston back this week. Hopefully they will, but their offense thrived even without him, was 62 last week. I like the Frogs here. They've just come up big. They've had game after game that, you know, seemed like bad spot situations per se, and they just come through every time. So, and look, K-State's playing great football as well. It's nothing against K-State. They have a great history of underdog, thriving as an underdog over the past two decades. But I'm going to go with the Frogs here.
Tonight, we have Thursday Night Football, a pretty important game for playoff positioning. Bills at the Pats. The Bills are a favorite, but they might have a little flu issue, and they have failed to cover in the last five. Patriots are at home. You got Patriots plus five early in the week. Where are we going with this game, you think?
Yeah, I still like Patriots at you know, plus 3.5, maybe by the half point to four. I think of four as the key number, like 3-7. New England has won five of its last seven. They're 6-2 against the spread in their last eight. Three of those five wins out of their last seven by 23 or more. Last three games, Mac Jones, three touchdown passes, no interceptions. The Bills, like you noted, a little flu bug going around early in the week, not covering here lately. And this is their third game away from home in a 12-day stretch. That's not, you know, that's not ideal. Give me the Pats.
Staying in the NFL, interesting game here with the Jaguars. Trevor Lawrence is playing a little bit better. And the Lions. The Lions have been an interesting team all year. Jaguars are favored by one. What are your thoughts on this one?
Yeah, so Jerry and your listeners know I fade the Jags quite often. Detroit has played good in five straight games. They've won three of them. They're 4-1 against the spread. The only non-cover by the hook, 3.5-point dogs, lost by four to the Dolphins, who are on absolutely on fire and played very good that game. Lions are 7-3 against the spread, four outright wins in 10 games as an underdog. This year, they're 4-1 against the spread with two outright wins in five games as a home dog this year. Jared Goff hasn't been intercepted in three straight games and four of the last five. And during that five-game stretch, 6-1 TDINT ratio. The Jags are 1-4 straight up, 1-3-1 against the spread in five road games. Wrong team favorite, in my opinion. I like the Lions to win outright.
All right, let's finish with the SEC in Atlanta as Georgia is trying to solidify its hold on the number one seed and repeat. 12-0 Georgia, 9-3 LSU. The spread is large, about 16.5 depending on where you get it. Georgia's been more of a ground and pound in the final third of the season. They've been running the ball well. We know how well they play defense, but now they go indoors. Where are you going with this game for Georgia? It's trying to stay unbeaten, and LSU coming off that weird loss to Texas A&M.
Yeah, so I talked to my guy in Baton Rouge that I've done a little radio with here the last couple of years, and Kelly has not had any media availability since Monday, but he told me he's been upfront and honest about injuries, which not many coaches are these days, and so he's taking him at his word with what he said Monday, that that, you know, he thinks he hasn't had media availability since Monday. I don't know when his next media availability is. Mm-hmm. But anyhow, I'm going to right now, I'm not putting a lot on it because I still don't 100% trust where Daniels is at, but I'm thinking he's going to be good to go. And with that in mind, LSU 3-1, both straight up and against the spread as a dog this year. And Kelly, his last 10 as a dog, 7-3 against the spread, 5 outright wins. His last 4 is a double-digit dog, 3-1 against the spread, 1 outright win. And, you know, Daniels could be kryptonite for this Georgia defense, you know, if his ankle's right, because he's one, probably the best scrambling quarterback in the country. And they got a great pass rush, but he can negate that with his scrambling. So I think it's too big of a number. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go with LSU, but with a little bit of caution to it. You know, I'm not, you know, it's not one of my biggest plays of the week by any means.
I got you. And we'll keep an eye on Daniels. B, as always, we appreciate it. Have a good and another successful weekend.
Fellas, y'all have a great weekend as well. Thanks for having me.
That's Brian Edwards. You can follow him on Twitter at VegasBEdwards from our senior handicapper at Vegas Insider. All right, good, entertaining show. We will wrap up the week tomorrow with a full Football Friday ahead of championship weekend and everything else is going on. We also have a huge game to discuss tomorrow morning. Creighton in Texas tonight. You said 71.
Let's go 71-70 Creighton.
All right.
Right on the number.
All right, I'll take Texas by 4.
How dare you?
I'm going to win some money if you want Creighton as an underdog. We'll talk about that coming up tomorrow at 6 for Ravi and Jimmy. I'm Gary on 1620 The Zone.
Save big money at Menards. Gorilla tapes, glues, and adhesives are perfect for jobs around the house, indoors and out. Gorilla Heavy Duty Construction Adhesive has a 100% waterproof formula that provides a secure bond on any surface. From trim work to landscape block to hanging mirrors, it's all purpose and holds in 30 seconds. Pick it up for your project and head to Menards.com to see all of our great deals going on now. Save.